Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
His father, John Beilein, the new head coach of the Cleveland Cavaliers, joining us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. His son, Patrick Beilein, head coach at Niagara University. And Patrick, great to have you with us. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you very much, guys, for having me. It's a pleasure.
Congratulations. I would assume that you're very happy for your dad. I would assume you're very happy for your former college teammate and, am I correct, roommate, Mike Ganzi?
Oh, yeah.
Local guy, yep. Assistant GM of the Cavs. This works all the way around for you.
Yeah, what an exciting time for my family. And I talked to my dad, you know, when it was all going down. I talked to him last night. He still had excitement in his voice after that long day. I know he's really excited, and just that's good to see for me and good to hear from him because, you know, the time at Michigan was great. And, you know, to see excitement again, you know, it's awesome. And having Mike there, what a connection. He's a big reason that, you know, my dad went to Michigan. He won a lot of games for us at West Virginia. To now to have him working with him at the Cavs, it's beyond exciting for us.
But what was the NBA mean to you? What does it mean to your family to be able to take this next step? And you know, the thing I've heard the most about your dad over the last 2 days that kind of makes me smile is that we're talking about your dad and there's just everything about him is positive. Everything about the way he handles his business is positive. There's a lot of crazy stuff going on in college basketball, and everybody, you know, eliminates your dad from that conversation. How does that make you feel? And talk about this step up to the NBA for your family.
It makes me feel just, you know, to have a father in that sense and then be in the same profession as him and the way he runs programs with integrity and to be able to win, it's just unbelievable. And he's instilled that to me at a young age. And then I'm going to take it through my coaching career here. And you know, with my first Division I job, you can still win by doing things the right way. And there's no question that, you know, he wanted another opportunity to rebuild something and to have that opportunity at the highest level with the best players in the world is going to be, you know, for him, a challenge, adjustment. But he's always adapted everywhere he went. And there's no question that he will evolve into the NBA. And, you know, for me, I'm excited. I've never watched the lottery. I might be, like, on my couch here. I'm in the dorm room, actually, still at Niagara, so on my bed watching the lottery, like, 1 hour beforehand. So I'll be really invested.
That's awesome. Patrick Beilein joining us, head coach at Niagara University. His dad, John Beilein, leaving Michigan to become the new head coach of the Cavaliers. Correct me if I'm wrong on this. Your dad's coached 41 years of basketball, if not more. He's never been an assistant coach. He's always been a head coach, even starting at the JV level in high school, and he's never been fired from a coaching job. Guys get fired from coaching jobs every day of the week, Patrick. How has this happened?
He's always, I think it goes back to, you know, what he enjoys the most, and that's rebuild. So, you know, if you look at his Division I career, you know, besides Michigan, everything was 5 years. You know, at Canisius, it was five, Richmond, West Virginia, those three colleges and universities were for 5 years. And he rebuilt it, left it in a better place. He found it, all right, and now he needed something else. And then when he got to Michigan, you know, he continued to build. And I think he got to the time of, you know, let's try to keep on building and really get Michigan back to the national power it was. I'm not looking for that next. I don't know how much higher you can go in college than Michigan. I don't believe you can. So then now the Cavaliers, you can go higher, because it's the highest level game there is, obviously, in the NBA. So, you know, I think that was kind of, you know, his next challenge. All right, now let's go do this for an NBA franchise and with a young team and a young roster and, you know, a front office that is, you know, ready to win. So, you know, it all made sense for him.
Hey, Patrick, just talk about your dad as a teacher, because, I mean, obviously in college – your number one job is to be a teacher, but we look at all these players that came through Michigan that weren't five-star recruits, guys that were just below that, and look what they've been able to do in the NBA. Talk about your dad's ability to make players better and be the teacher that he is.
Yeah, he's not a yeller. He's not a screamer. Like you said, he teaches. And, you know, how you teach is to building relationships. And when you build a relationship, you know, kids will run through a wall for you. If you show them you care outside of the X's and O's, and if you show them you care by spending time with them and really teaching them, hey, why we teach this type of footwork, you know, why we teach this pass, what that creates. So I think that goes a long way. And, you know, kind of where he separated himself from a lot of coaches as he came through the ranks were those relationships. He's a father figure. You know, he's like a dad. Now, he's strict, but at the same time, he cares, and he's willing to make you better, whatever it takes. He's the most prepared coach I've ever had, and you go into a game knowing there's nothing that the other team will fool us. And, you know, it's a good feeling when you're going to the bench for 30 seconds to go in the game, a tie game, and he already knows what to run because he had watched that team and, you know, how they're going to guard the ball screener. It's fascinating, you know, and our family is a joke. We call it a beautiful mind. And you know, he's really sharp at 66. He remembers all the way back to the Nazareth years when he was coaching and the Le Moyne years. You know, when I was there, he would tell me about games and or practice when, you know, he had a drill that he did. So it's really fascinating. And I'm just really lucky. And I know our family is really excited for this next step for him.
Patrick Beilein joining us, head coach at Niagara University. His dad, John Beilein, new head coach of the Cavaliers. All your life, I'm sure you look to your dad for basketball guidance. In this situation now, Patrick, you being a former coach with the Utah Jazz, working on their staff, he can ask you questions, and you can give him some knowledge on this. Knowing what you know about the NBA with your time in it, what's the biggest challenge your dad is going to have as he tries to make the leap from the college game to the pro game?
Well, I'll tell you two things. The first thing is he's going to have a problem leaving his coat on. I don't know if you guys know, he doesn't coach with that jacket on.
Yeah.
He takes it off quickly. And I believe it's a fine, right? You have to coach with it on.
There was a joke about ties at one point.
Like, yeah, you don't have to wear ties anymore.
Yeah, but I know the coat. If you watch him, he never has a coat on.
Yeah.
So that will be the first huge challenge, which I got to kind of work with him on that.
Maybe we can get him a dress shirt that looks like a coat.
Yeah.
You know, like one of those fake tuxedo shirts.
We'll make that happen.
Yeah, you guys are taking my idea. I was going to try something like that. No, but I think the biggest thing for, you know, they always talk about the 24-second shot clock, but I think the managing of the game, especially late, to be able to advance the ball, you know, keeping those timeouts to advance, things like that, I think that will be the biggest difference. There won't be, you know, if you can coach, you can coach. And, you know, the speed of the game will still be fast and high. They'll just be bigger and faster players, which he's always had and adapted to. So I think just, you know, managing a game, you know, with a defense of 3 seconds is a whole new thing now that isn't in college. So there's some different things that aren't in college, but he's going to surround himself with, you know, really good NBA assistants. And I trust, you know, Mike Gansey and Kobe that will help him in that direction to, hey, these guys are really good and help us with things that, you know, aren't in the college game. So I think those will be the biggest adjustments.
Now, I don't want you to jump the gun on your current job because we're excited, but is that something you would like to do in the future, is maybe coach with your dad? I'm not saying do it today. I'm just saying somewhere down the road.
I think absolutely. Anytime you can experience that, you know, father-son relationship, having played for him and then coach with him at Michigan, you know, possibly, you know, if that time would have come and he would to, you know, reach out, absolutely. Because those are moments I'll never forget, just like I never forget playing for him and, you know, coaching with him at Michigan. So, absolutely.
Yeah, did you coach with Geno Ford, too, at Bradley?
I did.
For a year?
For 1 year, his first year.
Yeah, Geno's friend of the show. We always like Geno around here. And
he's hilarious.
He's at Stony Brook now, right?
He is. And we're actually playing them at Niagara, so.
Nice.
He called me right away because he knew we were in a little bit of a rebuild and said, yeah, we'll come there. Of course you will, Gino.
Thanks.
He's still waiting for a new gym at Kent State University. Yeah. You think some of the money they wanted, that, never mind, in that lawsuit, I'll let it go. Which
easy.
One of the most – we're Kent State guys here, and it just drives me nuts, that story, because I love Gino.
Patrick Beilein joining us, head coach at Niagara University. His dad, John Beilein, new head coach of the Cavaliers. Your dad has been known for running creative offenses that work. What is it about your dad's offense? Can you explain it to us in simple terms that makes his offense a little bit different than most in college basketball and maybe a little bit more pro-oriented?
Yeah, so I think from a – if you guys remember back to the West Virginia years with the five-man that was extremely skilled on the perimeter, Kevin Pitsnoggle.
Yeah.
A five-man that can shoot, just spaces the floor. I've always felt that my dad has been a little bit of ahead with the offensive things. And that is always would always translate to the NBA game. And I think when Mike Gansey got into the NBA front office, he goes, he would always text me, "Hey, your dad's stuff would really be good here. He's doing things that we did at West Virginia that the NBA think are new now." And we have been doing these things. So I think that's the biggest thing. And he's going to, his skill development at Michigan, as you saw, you know, there wasn't any five or four stars, you know, coming in. A lot. It was three stars that he would develop. And you get these 19 to 20-year-old kids now coming out of college, they still have that development they need to go through. He'll do that at an extremely high rate. And I think the offense will take off, you know, with the spacing, with the defensive 3 seconds. I think it's going to even be more to his advantage now, which is extremely dangerous. Again, it will take time, but I have no question if he is one at every level, this will just be another level that he'll evolve to and adapt to. And, you know, 2 or 3 years, you know, who knows what can happen. So it's exciting time for him. And I know he's ready for that new challenge.
Patrick, one thing that came up on our show yesterday, the fact that former NBA players had their sons playing for your dad at Michigan, which was kind of interesting. And you know, an NBA guy is not going to, you know, send his kid to go play for a coach that he doesn't think can get the most out of his son.
That's something that when we saw those kids starting to come through and they would come to campus, it kind of, my dad said, you know what? And he sat with, you know, the Tim Hardaway Sr. and Glenn Robinson and explained to, you know, this is where you see you fitting in the offense. I think that right there, they knew, okay, this coach can help our kids get to their dreams of the NBA because of the position he'll put them in. So I absolutely agree. And that was a huge selling point with recruits, I think, at the time at Michigan. Listen, if the big dog and Tim Hardaway Sr. trust their kid to come here to play in this to help them get to the league, there's no question he's doing something right. And it just, you know, it took the right team to take a chance on him. And so here we are today.
Two quick questions before we let you go. One, what do you think of Zion Williamson?
I'm going to be crossing my fingers. I went to church this morning for that number one pick. So we'll see what happens. I love Zion. I think he could really help my dad's style play as a four man that can shoot it, and but still the ability. He's extremely athletic. I love him. So we'll see.
And how about Kevin Love? How will he fit into a system for your dad?
Oh, perfect. I mean, he's a stretch five man that can really help it, but he can also play a little bit of four. The ability for Kevin Love to shoot, to pick and pop, you know, you just think of Mo Wagner, you know, Kevin Pitsnoggle, except at a little higher level of a guy who's proven himself in the league. So, you know, there's the pieces there, and there's no question. My dad studied this roster for a long time and then already has a plan.
Patrick, we thank you for your time. We look forward to seeing you here in Cleveland, watching your dad coach the Cavaliers, and we're looking forward to some really big things. And best of luck to you at Niagara.
And let's get you some Cleveland kids on your roster.
That would be great. That would be great.
We'll recruit for you, whatever you need.
All right. Perfect. That sounds good.
Thank you, Patrick.
Thank you, Patrick.
Get out of that dorm room now.
All right. Thanks.
Patrick Beilein, head coach at Niagara University and the son of the new head coach of the Cavaliers, John Beilein, joining us there on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. That was fun.
That's cool. I mean, how often, you know, you think about it, your dad got the chance to, you know, coach an NBA team, especially after all these years. What a family experience. And I love the thought of, I don't know how it's going to play out in, the NBA, but at least you know you're getting a good guy.
Yeah.
You know, forget about everything else. Just for 30 seconds, I know people don't want to talk and think about that, but you're getting a guy that does things right, and I think that's exciting to me.
Well, 40-some years in coaching and you've never been fired. Think about that. That's nearly impossible. Great to talk to Patrick.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.